奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study here.
再看到第三段。
Now we'll continue to the third part.
第三段是讲从教会真理认识教会负责人的角色与职责。
So through the truth of the truth, understanding the role and the responsibility of the church council.
这个我们简要的来浏览一下就好了。
Let us briefly go through all the points.
教会是神的殿。
Church is the temple of God.
那神的殿，那我们教会负责人是什么角色？
What kind of role we play in the temple of God?
就是建殿的工人。
We are the worker of establish the church.
像保罗说，我是立根基的，做聪明的工头啊，立好根基。
Just like Paul said that he is the worker who laid the foundation and is an intelligent one.
那以后的人要谨慎在这个上面建造。
So, the other people will build the temple upon this foundation.
我们就是以后人。
We are the person of all the offspring.
所以今天我们要把教会建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Today we build our church on this foundation of the apostle and
那保罗特别提到说有耶稣基督啊自己为房角石。
Just like Paul said that Jesus is our capstone.
房角石就是标准，一定根据主耶稣的教训啊，主耶稣的这个吩咐啊来建立。
Capstone means that it's the teaching and the truth of Jesus Christ.
那这个建殿呢、啊，同时也是这个圣殿就要服侍神、敬拜神。
Established church means that we need to worship God in this chapel.
所以负责人呢，也要带领教会的这个服侍、敬拜。
So the church council needs to bring all the people, believers in the church to worship and serve God.
然后呢，还有一项就是要维护教会神的殿为圣。
Another thing is to protect the church and keep the church holy.
有些教会啊，没有分别为圣。
Other denomination they don't keep the church holy.
啊，就当时的主耶稣来的时候，你看你叫圣殿里头哇，做买卖的那么多。
Just like in Jesus' time when he came to the synagogue, he saw a lot of people doing trades in the court of God.
主耶稣是负责人了。
Jesus is the church council member.
赶出去，洁净圣殿。
So he casts all them out and holy for make holy the temple.
那负责人也要注意这件事情。
As a church council member, we need to take note of this.
第二就是教会是基督的身体。
The second point, church is the body of Christ.
负责人就是建立身体的工人。
The church council members are the builders of the body.
因所说啊，第四章十一节。
Ephesians 4:11-12.
这里特别提到这一些建立身体的工人。
Here, especially talking about the church council member who builds the body of Christ.
说有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧者和教师。
Here, yeah, there is apostle, prophet,
所以解释
Chapter 4:11
那么这些工人就是第十二节是为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体
Verse 12 All these workers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ must be built up
所以今天主耶稣在教会设立这些工人这些负责人就是为了要来成全圣徒来建立基督的身体
Today, Jesus set up all these church council members so that they go out and work and build up the church for him.
那么各种各样的工作，这个负责人呢，按照自己的职责恩赐来各尽其职把这个身体建立起来。
So all these workers of God try their best to build up the church of God according to their gifts.
我们特别要重视这句话，各尽其职。
We need especially to take note of the statement saying that try our best.
怎么样才谈得到各尽其职
What does it mean to do and try our best according to our gift?
就是要组织健全，联络合适。
That is, to have a perfect organization and coordinate each other.
所以每一个工人呢、啊，职责一定要清楚。
So everybody must clear about their responsibility.
啊，大家呢，尽自己的责任。
So that they can assume their duty.
啊，这样才可能来把基督的身体建立起来。
In this way, the body of Christ can be built up.
啊，那建立了一个目标。
We have to set up a goal.
十三节说。
13.
要长大成人。
That is to grow up and be mature.
这个长大是在真道上长大。
We have to grow up in the truth.
有些人忽略这一点。
Some people neglect about this point.
哦，好像某一样工作很活泼，哦，这样子真长大的样。
This it seems that sometimes some in some aspect they seem to be very active and grow up.
哇，活泼到好像一个人脚都长上天去了。
They are so active.
脚长到头上去了。
To the point that as if they lost their sense.
那个是不正常的。
This is not normal.
一切的长大一定是真道上长大。
When we talk about growing up, that means in the truth.
所以教会的长大，你要看它是不是在真道上长大。
When we talk about the growth of church, we need to see whether it's grow up in the truth.
现在有一部分在热心，哇，这个工作我觉得在活泼，是不是在真道上？这个很重要。
If we see some portion of the church that grow up, are they active and grow up in the truth or not?
不要离开真道，光办什么活动，那个是没有用的。
So if you depart from the truth, whatever activities you have launched, it is no use.
所以十六节那里就是建立的一个方法。
So in verse 16, we need to set up a system.
我们要把全教会各个肢体呢，靠着主耶稣基督这个头，把它联络得很合适。
By using the head of Christ, we need to join and hold together all the other members.
这个工作如果做好
，If we can successfully do this.
那么很自然的，每一个肢体啊，它就会各尽其职，照个体的功用彼此相处，让整个身体啊长大。
All the members of the body will naturally join together, coordinate each other, and grow together.
所以我说，负责人这项工作是最重要的。
So for the church council member, this item of responsibility is very important.
我常常告诉那些教会负责人。
I always tell the Church Council members about this.
不是说什么事情现在我负责啊，什么事情都我来做，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that you have to do everything.
是负责，你是管理的负责。
When you are in charge of something, that is, you have to manage it.
啊，要把你这一部分恩赐的人呢，把它联络得很合适。
You need to coordinate the member of this group together properly.
带领他们来侍奉。
And lead them into a service.
比如说你是总务的负责。
For example, you are the in charge of the general affairs.
你要找出啊，炊事的，哇，你这个是哪一方面的？管理水电的，你这个是什么哪一方？这些恩赐都找出来，然后呢，把它组织起来，这个是你的责任。
You need to find out some gifted person who are especially in different items of your general affair. You coordinate them together.
不是今天我当总务了，哎呀。电灯啊，哪里我悄悄到水电那里一个人在忙，忙不了什么事情的。
It doesn't mean that you have to do everything by yourself. If it is so, then you have not much time to do it.
所以他你不一定要会做什么。哎、
so it is it means that you doesn't need to know everything.
你只要会把它联络管理就可以。
Yeah, the only thing you should do is just manage and coordinate the subcategory.
我今天我当教务负责人。
For example, I'm in the general in a religious affair.
一样的道理呀、啊。
The same reason.
我教务的工作，我是一个事情的人员、领事的人员、翻译的人员、讲道的人员、访问的人员，那个一个一个找出来。
You need to find out all the members who are in charge or gifted in the choir or leading hymns or delivering sermons.
把它组织起来，训练管理好，让它正常运作，就这样。
You need to train them and group them in one and and let them make use of the potentiality.
这个才是负责。
This is what we mean by management.
所以说呢，我们要做一个真正的负责人。
So we need to be a true church council members.
保罗说我是工头。
Paul said that I'm the supervisor.
工头总不愿自己去敲敲打打吧。
The supervisor doesn't need to go down and do it yourself.
监工啊，有没有做好？哎，这里要怎么做？那里怎么做？看看有没有做好？就这样。
Supervisor needs to supervise the worker to do things properly.
所以今天呢，我们要懂得怎么样来建立基督的身体啊。
So we need to understand how to build up the body of Christ.
像那个尼希米啊，要建带领百姓建造城墙。
Just like Nehemiah, who led the Israelites to build the wall of Jerusalem.
我说他真的很聪明。
He was very intelligent.
他利用晚上啊去看查看，把这个城墙破坏的地方看得很详细。
So he made use of the darkness at night. He went out and examined the breach area.
带了他的一些仆人出去。
He led all his servant with him.
详细计算出来的，这一段工程破坏这么多，这一段需要多少人工啊能够完成。
He can compute the workforce and all these things he needs to repair all these the demolished area.
每一段破坏的地方都情况都不一样。
So every the parishment needs different time and energy to repair.
先了解。
So he needs to examine and understand first.
然后他了解他有多少人力。
And then he have to understand how much work resources he has.
要怎么样来分组
？So that he know how to divide them.
每一组所分配的工作量就是刚刚好，就是那一些人能够完成的量。
So he formed the groups into the point that they can use properly the resource and time sufficiently.
然后他把一段一段分配给他们各组。
So he assigned section by section to each group.
大家。各尽其职
，Everybody try the best，
进度是一样的
，and they are progressing in the same pace。
所以一下子就一半了，哇，联络起来了，一半联络起来。
In such a short period of time, they can join properly and repair it。
这种计算就很厉害。
This kind of computation is very smart。
一个人完成的速度，就全体完成的速度。
So the individual speeds of accomplishment is the same as the group progress.
今天我们就是要做这个工作。
So we need to have this kind of gift.
所以神会要给我们这样的智慧啊。
May God give us this kind of wisdom.
了解群羊的群羊的情况。
So we know, and we need to know all the situation.
而且知道每一只每一条牛的能力。
And we need to understand the potentiality of each cattle.
留心照料你的牛群呢、啊，这个负责人呢、啊，羊群的情况要详细知道，要牧羊要照顾嘛。
So the church council just like a shepherd to understand his flock.
那这个牛群呢、啊、是要工作的、啊，这个是事工的。
So the group of cattle is the one who executed.
你要照料它，让它很有能力、啊。
You need to manage them and take care of them.
能够把工作做好
，so that they can properly work it out.
所以你教会负责人就是这两项工作。
As a church council member, you need to carry out these two items.
把羊群照顾好
，to take care of the sheep.
让牛群呢啊发挥它的功能
，and let the group of ox to carry out the work.
神的家就不缺了，不缺粮，也不缺羊奶啊。
So in the house of a God, nothing can be lacked.
什么都有。
Everything is sufficient enough.
这个就是我们建立的工作啊。
This is the work we need to perform.
所以这样子的话，这个身体就会长大。
In this way, the body of Christ will grow up.
而且是身体是一个啊。
Only we have one body.
所以教会呢，要有一体的精神。
The same thing, the church must have oneness of the spirit of oneness.
同心合一啊，侍奉神，兴旺福音。
We need to have one mind accord to serve and prosper the gospel.
像腓立比教会一样。
Just like Philippian church.
第三呢，就是教会是神的家。
And the third one is church is the house of God.
那个家我们就更容易了解了。
So for this, it is easy for us to understand.
教会负责人就是要像父母了。
The church council member is just like the parents.
就管家啊，服侍这个家。
We need to manage and serve this house.
教育儿女。
And educate the children.
就是养育他们。
That is the way we raise them.
照顾他们。
To take care of them.
啊，服侍他们。
And serve them.
像母亲抚养小孩子。
Just like the mother nurture the infant.
向父亲来教训儿女。
Just like the father to educate and train the children.
并且来照顾他们的安全。
And take care of their safety.
这样就可以使神的家就会很健全了。
In this way, the house of God will be perfect.
那第四啊，这个教会是主的羊群。
The fourth, church is the flock of the Lord.
羊群要有牧人啊。
The flock needs a shepherd.
所以在以西结书啊，提到这个神要跟那些牧人算账。
In the book of Ezekiel, God is going to set an account with the shepherds.
那个时候，那些牧人就以色列人的那些领导者。
The shepherds at that time is the Israelites' leader.
还有祭司。
And the high priest.
都只顾自己啊，根本就不去看顾羊群。
They are only taking care of themselves and neglecting the flock.
所以神说我要跟你们算账。
That's why God said that I'm going to set an account with you.
然后他说我要另外我自己要来做我群羊的牧人。
And God said that I'm going to be the shepherd of another flock.
那就预言的基督啊，基督来要做羊牧人。
It's prophesizing Christ is going to be the shepherd of the flock.
他来的时候，那些牧人，你看这文士、法利赛人、祭司长，你看到底他们有没有在照顾羊群？
So when Jesus came, he just looked upon all these scribes and high priests whether they're taking care of the flock or not.
所以今天呢，我们要做一个好牧人啊。
Today we need to be a good shepherd.
照顾羊群。
Taking care of the flock.
不是雇工的。
We are not the higher hands.
好牧人呢，为羊舍命。
The good shepherd can sacrifice his life for the flock.
做群羊的榜样，走在前头带领羊群。
He will set a good example so that they can lead the flock.
还有就是寻找迷羊。
And also, we are going to find the lost sheep.
这个牧人看到，哎，怎么少一只羊呢？他不会认为说还有九十九只没有关系。
The shepherd, if he discovers he has a lost sheep, he won't stay there and say, "Well, he'll come back later."
主耶稣说，就放下九十九只去找那一只，一直到把它找回来。
Just like Jesus said that he's going to put aside this 99 and going out and try his best to find the one lost sheep.
因为他是好牧人，羊是他的。
For he is a good shepherd, and the sheep is for him.
所以今天呢，我们做负责就是要来做好牧人。
As a church council members, we need to act as a good shepherd.
第五啊，这教会是真理的柱石和根基。
And the fifth one is church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
所以教会负责人就要固守真理的奥秘。
As a church council members, we are the gatekeeper of the mystery of the truth.
要靠圣灵来守住这个善道。
Relying on the Holy Spirit to stand firm and keep this truth.
真理是永远不可以改变。
And the truth can never be changed.
教会就是柱石。
And the church is the pillar.
不能动摇。
Should not be shaken.
教会就是真理的根基。
The church is the foundation of the truth.
不可以移动。
Never be shaken.
这样就是靠谁来做。
We need to rely on God to do it.
就是负责。
This is the church council.
把这个真理一直传承下来。
We need to pass on this truth.
像保罗啊，他很谨慎，就这样教给下一代。
Just like Paul, he's very cautious and in teaching all this truth toward the next generation.
并且要为这个真道争辩，维护真理。
And he also defends and guard the truth.
还要将真理教导人，还要把这个真理传扬出去。
He needs to teach the truth to the others as well as pass spread out the truth.
这是教会的责任。
This is the responsibility of the church.
那第六啊，是教会是末世幻兆。
And the sixth, church is the ark of the last days.
然后教会负责人像挪亚一样。
church council members are just like Noah.
一方面建造方舟，一方面传义道。
One hand he's building the ark, at the other hand he's preaching the truth.
按照神的指示，按照神的吩咐。
According to the instruction of God.
那方舟盖好了之后。
After he finished the ark,
这个神就把那些动物啊一对一对带进来。
God is going to lead the living things two by two.
先吩咐啊，他家人进方舟。
First of all, he instructed the family members to go in.
全家进去了。
So the whole members going in.
然后呢，那一些动物一对一对，神把它带来啊。
Following them, the other living beasts will go in two by two.
他负责把它安置在方舟里面。
He is responsible to arrange them in the ark.
这个是负责人重要的工作。
This is the duty of the church council members.
今天有时候主耶稣把他的羊带来哦，我们不晓得要把它安置在哪里，后来他又跑掉了。
Today, Jesus led the true seekers to our church. We don't know where to arrange and put them, so they leave.
每个人都有他的适当的安置的地方。
Every true seeker has the proper place to be arranged.
比如说方舟它是三层的嘛，方舟三层。
For instance, the ark has three levels.
对上面一层要安置什么
？What are we going to put on the top level?
应该不会是大象吧。
We don't think we're going to put that big elephant on it.
大象带到第三层就翻过去了嘛。
If we put the elephant, then the ark will turn over.
神所做，他就有按照神会吩咐挪亚说，你按照三层规格方式，都是按照神的方式，然后目的是什么？就安置他所带来的这些各种不同的这些动物。
So God commanded Noah. To put three levers and how he's going to arrange all these living things inside of these ark.
所以牧道者来了哈，带领到受洗了之后，哎，这个在哪里？你要把它你就是在这个地方，很好。
So for instance, the true seeker came, then after he was baptized, where are we going to put it in the class?
所以我对新受洗的，我一定要把它安置好。
So we are going to properly arrange for the newly baptized.
好，这个新受洗这一家是哪一区的？区的负责来，区负责来。
So we are going to see where this newly baptized family lived, and so that we can ask the district leaders to come.
交给你这个，你要照顾好啊。
And in charge him with to take care of this family.
这是第一个。The first one. 因为这一区的团契，你就要把它。
So, for example, you need to put this family member in this district's fellowship.
好啊，那么这一次受洗的儿童有几个
？And see, this time, how many children get baptized?
啊，这几个是少年班的。
So you just for this this age group, you need to put it in the youth.
少年班的叫人来，这几个交给你，好好给他照顾。
So we are going to ask the RE youth RE teacher.To take charge of these three or two children.
这几个是中级班的。
Or this age group is in the junior class.
中级班的来交给你，要看好，看好。
And assign the junior class teacher to take care of them.
这个很简单，这个是最基本的嘛，基本动作。
It is a very simple and basic rules to carry out.
不然你要怎么负责，怎么去牧养
？Otherwise, how going to shepherd and teach them?
我看我们就是这样，打迷糊仗了。我看这个没有办法，做不好的。
If you don't do it, you just be very chaos.
所以这个很重要。其实这个是我们应该要做的。主耶稣都把羊带来了，那你要把它安置好。
It is very important. Jesus already leads the sheep to us, so that we need to be.Very careful and take note of how to arrange them.
还有人照顾他。
And we arrange people to take care of them.
所以那些新受洗的新来的，那这个班级呢，教员老师就要带领，就要全体这些来欢迎他。哇，今天我们新来的欢迎他进来，一定要有这样的动作。
So when a new visitor or a new baptized family came, then as a congregation, we need to show some warm welcome to them.
那有一些比较特殊的，一定要安排人特别照顾。
There are some special cases that we need to assign some people to take care of them.
不然的话，很快又跑掉。
Otherwise, they just go away.
这个是我们在负责哈，应该要懂的。
So as a church council member, we need to understand this.
好，那最后全都进来了，门就关起来，结束了。
So finally, everybody in, so we close the door.
那第四段呢，教会负责人呢，敬重自己的职分。
The fourth category is that church council members must honor the responsibility that was entrusted.
这些啊 ，OK， 这些我们可以看一看就好了哈。
Just let just browse through them.
这个我们今天呢，领受这个新约的职分是很尊贵的。
So it is today we accept this New Testament.
保罗说啊，这个是比旧约的执事呢，啊，更有荣光的啊。
Just like Paul said that it is much glorious than in the Old Testament time.
旧约时代啊，它是一个预表过渡的时期。
And in the Old Testament time, it is a transactional prefiguration.
啊，所以它很多工作它都是分开来的。
So a lot of tasks has been separated.
今天呢，我们在新约的基督里面呢，都成为，我们都成为这个万民的祭司。
Nowadays in Christ, we become the high priest of all nations.
靠着圣灵啊，来服侍神。
So by relying with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can serve God.
这是最直接的，而且是最神圣的啊。
This is more direct and holy way.
那第二就是保罗说，我们要认识自己所得的职分。
And the second point, Paul mentioned that we need to understand our responsibility.
今天我这个职分是怎么来的
？We have to know where our duty comes from.
那我该做什么
？And what we should do.
清清楚楚。
It needs to be clear.
第三呢
？Three.
保罗说，敬重所领受的这个职分。
Paul said that we need to honor the position assigned to us.
这个敬重啊，就是啊，对这个职分忠心。
Honors mean that we need to show loyalty toward our responsibility.
啊，尽责任完成这个职分。
So try our best to finish our duty.
所以他为这个事情呢，尽心竭力。
So for this case, he need to put all his effort in.
那他本身是这样做。
He himself carried out this way.
对所有教会的负责人都是这样勉励。
He also encouraged all the church council members like this.
尤其他对以弗所的众长老说：“我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我的样式。”
Just like he told the Ephesians believers that I just imitate from me. I'm a model for.
对众教会也都这么说。
He also talked to all churches like this.
保罗已经给众教会的负责人树立了一个榜样。
Paul has already set a good example for all churches.
所以我们学习圣经的时候，我们特别看，尤其是保罗的书信，对我们的一定很有帮助的。
Especially when we study the epistle of Paul, then it gives us a good encouragement.
那第五段呢，是跟大家说啊，要学习与神同工。
The fifth category is just we have to learn how to work with the Lord.
我们看哥林多前书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
说因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。保罗对神的工作认识得很清楚。
Paul understood very clearly about the work of God.
他知道教会是神耕种的田地。
He said that the church is God's field and God's building.
也是神所建造的房屋。
And it is also built by God.
因是神的教会。
And he has to know about the church of God.
所以保罗写信的时候都称神的教会。
So when he wrote the letter, he talked about the church of God.
既然是神的教会，就是神做主，神在耕耘，在建造。
Since this is the church of God, God is the one who plowed and take care of it.
好，那么主耶稣会拣选保罗，就是要与他同工。
Jesus elected Paul to work with him.
就像神拣选基督，差遣他到世上来一样。
Just like God appointed Jesus and sent him to the world.
主耶稣说。我凭自己不能做什么。
Jesus said that with me I can do nothing.
我看见父做什么，我就做什么。
I just do what I see from God.
父所做的事，我照样做。
Whatever my Father does, I will do it.
所以主耶稣已经给我们留下与神同工的好榜样。
So Jesus already set a good example for us how to work with God.
保罗也是一样。
The same thing Paul did it.
他凭自己不能做什么。
With his effort, he cannot do it.
大家看，主耶稣做什么，他就做什么。
He just look at Jesus. What Jesus can do, he will do it.
所以他说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
That's why he told the churches say that you imitate me just like I imitated from Jesus.
所以他很清楚，他在教会里面工作的角色是与神同工的。
He is very clear about his role in the church to work with the Lord.
所以呢？我们就会知道，怎么样来与神同工。
So that we come to understand how to work with the Lord.
神怎么样在耕耘
？And see how God work on the field.
神怎么样在建造
？And see how God builds up.
那神有神的时候。
We know that God has His own time.
这是神的计划。
And has His own plan.
时候没有到，我们没事情不会成的。
When God's time has not come yet, then the plan would not be accomplished.
所以我们看约翰福音里面，主耶稣常常说：“我的时候还没有到。”
So in the book of John, Jesus always said that my time hasn't come yet.
那你们人的时候常常都是方便的。
So for human being, we just take a conveniency as our time.
主耶稣的时候不是他自己决定的。
When Jesus' time.He did not decide upon about his time.
凡事都有神的安排。
Everything has God's arrangement.
就按照神的计划行事。
He just followed God's plan to carry out.
所以神在教会里面借圣灵所设立的工人来与神同工，也是要按照这样的原则来与神同工。
With the same plan, God set up a group of.People to carry out to work with them.
那现在我们来看一下与神同工的三个这个原则。
Now we are going to talk about three important principles in working with God.
哥林多前书哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
怎么样与神同工？
How are we going to work with God?
三个原则要遵守。
There are three principles we need to follow.
第四节
Verse 4.
这是第一个原则。
It's the first principle.
说恩是有人有分别，圣灵却是一位。
There are different kinds of gifts, but the same spirit.
这个原则一定要遵守。
We need to observe this principle.
按照圣灵所给的恩赐来服事。
We need to serve God according to the gift given by the Holy Spirit.
恩赐呢虽然有分别
There are different kind of gifts
同一位圣灵所赐的
Given by the same Holy Spirit
所以没有比较
There is no comparison
都是同样的神所赐的
All the gifts are the same given by God
所以要知道自己的恩赐要恩赐要互相尊重
We need to understand our own gifts, and we need to give respect to other gifts.
是同一位圣灵所赐的。
Because all are given by the same Spirit.
第二个原则。
The second principle.
说执事也有分别，主却是一位。
There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord.
这个执事呢，就是你的职分工作的安排。
Service or ministry means that the responsibility. Of your work.
奉派给你的这个职事，就是工作啊，就是同一位主所分派的。
This work is arranged by the same Lord.
那这个职事一定是按照恩赐来分派的。
This work has been assigned according to your gift.
啊，这个就是教会，主会借着教会来安排这个事情。
This is God who used church to arrange all this service.
所以教会按照个人不同的恩赐呢，来安排工作。
So the church will assign all these works according to the gifts.
人人要顺服教会的安排。
So all the members need to submit or obedience to the assignment.
像彼得说了，说我们来到主面前，像一块活石被建造在。被建造成为灵宫。
Just like Peter said that we come to the Lord just a living stone, built on the same foundation.
是被建造的，不是自己跑上去的。
We have been built, not we just go there by our own.
那个石头啊，不是自己跑到，我要到屋顶那一块，我就自己跑到屋顶上去。
So this stone is not choose its own place on its own.
那个位置不是自己选的。
The place is not selected by ourselves.
是这个师傅啊，看，哎，你这块石头摆在那里最好啊。
So the mason knows where to put this stone properly.
所以就给我们放在最适当的位置。
He will find a proper place for this stone.
所以要被建造，要顺服教会的安排。
So in order to be built, we need to submit to the arrangement of the church.
第三个原则。
The third principle.
第六节。
Verse 6.
功用也有分别，神却是一位。
There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them.
在众人里面运行一切的事。
But the same God works all them in all men.
哦，这个就是与神同工了。
So now here to talk about working with the Lord.
前面两个原则一定要遵守。
We must obey the first two principles.
好，那么第六才会发生，才功用才会出来。
Only that then.The effectiveness will come.
好，那这个功用就是与神同工的功用。
So this effectiveness is the effectiveness of working with the Lord.
是同一位神在众人里面运行一切的事。
The same God works all of them in all men.
所以保罗说，除了基督借着我做那些事，我什么都不敢提。
Just like Paul said that, except Jesus asked me to do things, otherwise I cannot do any other things.
因为是神做的，不是保罗做的。
Because all the things has been done by God, not Paul.
基督借着他做的。
Jesus used him to do all these work.
因为基督运行在他里面来成就这些事情。
Jesus works in him to accomplish all these tasks.
这个是很重要的原则，就与神同工的原则。
This is a very important principle to work with God.
主耶稣就是这么说。
See what Jesus says.
最后他对门徒说，我对你们所说的话，不是我凭自己说的。
Just like Jesus said finally that what I said is not according to my will.
那是住在我里面的父啊，做他自己的事情。
So the Father who lives inside of me does the thing.
这就是与神同工。
This is what we call working with God.
所以不要像一些人，我有什么成就了，什么功用显出什么功用，什么成绩，哇，就了不起了啊。
Don't follow all these people in the society. Brag about their accomplishment.
你要看到这样的表现哦，你就要担心了啊，糟糕了。
If you have this kind of expression, then you need to be worried about yourself.
所以以前我看到一些同工这样，我很担心，我说糟糕，这个糟糕。
When I saw this kind of impression in my co-worker before, I was so worried about them.
但很可惜啊，人家什么人劝都没有用，都不听了，没有办法。
Unfortunately, no matter how many people try to talk them into not to do that, no use at all.
真可惜，我们不敢提什么。
Actually, we cannot mention anything.
主要是说，你做完一切事情，只能说一句话：我是无用的仆人，所做的是我们当心的。
And Jesus said that after you finish all the thing, you just say one thing, which is that I'm not a useful servant.
我们只是能够做一个合乎主用的器皿，就满心感谢。
What we can do is a useful vessel used by God.
那敢说哦，我有什么哦 成绩啊，有什么功劳啊，怎么干。
We then not to mention about our contribution or our for our ability.
所以与神同工，没有可夸的。
So to work with God, nothing to boast about.
如果不是与神同工
，If you don't work with the Lord，
那会像哥林多教会
，Just like the Corinthians church.
哦，谁最厉害？谁哦，在那里比来比去的。
They just compare to each other how powerful and capable of they are.
恩赐全备，可是呢，大家都要互相来比较。
So all of them, they have their own gifts and they compare to each other.
所以整个教会没有秩序，没有规矩。
That's why there's no order or rules in the church.
纷争啊，嫉妒啊，结党啊，这样。
So there are many concessions and quarrels and have their own party.
主保罗说：“你们跟世人一样嘛，那你是像教会不像。”
That's why Paul said that you are just like the secular people.Not like the people in the church.
这个三个原则我们要遵守。
We need to observe these three principles.
再来就是主耶稣的榜样。
Another thing is the example of Jesus Christ.
这个是我们最直接可以来学习的。
This is a very direct way to observe.
因为他说我的食物就是遵照差我来者的旨意做成他的工。
Just like Jesus said that my food, my bread is to do the work that sent me.
我最喜欢这句话。
I this is my favorite verse.
因为这个是最直接的、最实际的。
This is very practical and direct.
我的食物，我每天都要吃东西。
We need to eat every day.
那你为什么要吃东西
？Why you need to eat food？
遵行天父的旨意，做成他的工。
That is to finish the work sent by my father.
所以每天要吃东西就会想到这个事情。
So whenever we eat, we need to I just remember this statement.
你就不会乱吃了。
In this way, you won't eat randomly.
吃坏了身体的。
Otherwise, it will harm your health.
第七，第六。
Verse number 6.
第六这个是要记住的，主耶稣的应许。
And we need to remember the promise of Jesus.
他说：“你们要护我的学习我的样式。”
You need to pick up my yoke and learn from me.
那你们心里就必得享安息。
In this way, you will have rest in your heart.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担是轻省的。
And for my yoke is a simple and a light.
主耶稣要我们护他的轭，就是与他同工。
Jesus wants us to pick up his yoke. That means that to work with him.
我们是与主同负轭，与主一同担这个担子。
We pick up bear the yoke together with the Lord.
那主应许说呢，轻的，容易的。
What God promises that it is easy and light.
要让你们心里得享安息。
In this way, you will enjoy peace in your heart.
所以我与神同工，我一直记住主耶稣这个应许。
So when I work with the Lord, I always remember the promise of Jesus here.
所以我拒绝一切的重担。
So I reject all these heavy burdens.
还有任何那些困难的我办不到的事情。
And all the difficult things that I cannot resolve.
因为那种事情会让我睡不着。
Because all these things make me have insomnia.
不能享安息。
Because in this way I cannot enjoy peace.
我会拒绝的。
I would definitely refuse to do that.
因为那不是从主来的。
For they are not coming from God.
我的主不会给我重担。
For our God won't give us a heavy burden.
既然不是从我的主来，我当然拒绝。
Since it is not coming from our God, I'm going to refuse it.
任何人给我都不会接受。
No matter who is going to assign me this, I won't do it.
如果是主交托我的。
If God is bestowing it to me.
没有困难，没有重担。
There will be no difficulties or heavy load.
我心里会很喜乐。
I will have a great joy in my heart.
这是我与神同工的一个心态。
This is my attitude to work with the Lord.
也是主的应许。
It is also the promise of our Lord.
第七，就是效法保罗与神同工。
And the seventh one is to follow Paul work, in working with the Lord.
我们从保罗的身上可以学习到很多。
From Paul, we can learn a lot.
他蒙主选召以后啊，认识主基督以后。
After he was converted and chosen by Jesus,
他就问主说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
He asked Jesus, "What should I do?"
这是我第一个学习的。第一个我学习的。
This is the first step I learned.
所以我花很多时间祷告主啊，你拣选我，你要做什么？
I spend a lot of hours in a prayer and ask God, what's the purpose of chosen me?
也就是神的旨意啊，一定有的嘛。
There is a God's will in it.
不是叫我来吃饭的吧？
He just not ask me to come and eat.
一定有，要他要我做的工作啊。
He has his work for me.
祷告之后我知道了。
After the prayer, I understand.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以我顺服。
So I submit myself.
顺服了以后。
After my submission,
要怎么做
？What I'm going to do then?
就是保罗，你看他，知道主耶稣要他做什么。
Paul understand what Jesus asked him to do.
他就为这个事情忠心，至死忠心。
He show his loyalty up to the end.
那怎么去完成这个工作
？How he was going to finish this task?
他就是只有一个忠心，其他的事情是主耶稣负责。
He just showed his loyalty and he let Jesus take care of the rest of it.
他说我讲话传福音讲道是用圣灵说话哇这么轻松。
He said that whenever I deliver sermon or preach the gospel, it's all coming from Holy Spirit. It's very easy.
用圣灵说话。
It is, he speak with the Holy Spirit.
就是与神同工。
That means that he works with the Lord.
不是用自己的高言大志说话。
He didn't use his eloquency to do that.
哇，这个我们要学习。
This is what we have to learn.
因为他把以前那些啊，都当作有神的去掉。
So he regards all his thing in the past.
现在他做耶稣基督的仆人呢、啊，他说我什么都不知道，我只有知道耶稣基督被他钉十字架。
So now he becomes a servant of Jesus. He don't know anything at all. All he knows is what Jesus asked me to do.
然后说，我靠那加给我力量，我凡事都能行。
I can do everything by the power given by the Lord.
这是他的信心。
This is his faith.
这样做起来没有难事，没有困难的事情。
In this way he did it, so there is no difficulties.
然后主耶稣跟他讲。
Then Jesus told him.
因为他身体上的软弱。
He has his deficiency in his body.
主耶稣说：“我的恩典够你用。”
Jesus said that my grace is sufficient for you.
哇，他很喜欢自己的软弱。
He enjoy his weakness.
因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候主的能力就显得完全。
Whenever I became weak, the grace of the Lord more obvious.
与神同工，神的恩典够用。
If we work with the Lord, the Lord's grace is sufficient for us.
所以，我们看到最后啊，保罗他完成神的工作。最后，保罗完成了神所托付给他。
So we can see that finally, God, Paul can accomplish and finish the task of God.
就是主耶稣借着保罗的言语作为完成神的工作。
So Paul used Jesus used the word of God to finish the task of God.
最后啊，他说还要等候主耶稣要给他的公义的冠冕。
So later Paul is waiting for the crown given by the Lord.
第八项是说主我们要深信主耶稣对我们的应许。
And the eighth is that we need to greatly believe the promise of Jesus Christ.
就是圣灵的应许。
Which is the promise of the Holy Spirit.
一定要相信。
We need to believe.
一定要有信心。
We must have this kind of faith.
因为主耶稣对圣灵的应许讲得太清楚，太详细。
Because Jesus told us very clearly and in details about the promise of the Holy Spirit.
也真的是够我们呢，完全来信靠。
So it is enough for us to rely on it.
不会有任何的缺欠的。
There is no lacking here.
所以看第一点说要将一切的事指教我们
and he will going to instruct us everything
然后呢保惠师来要为耶稣做见证那我们一同做见证
And the counselor will come and bear witness for Jesus, and we are going to bear witness for him too.
圣灵主动的，我们只是陪伴的。
And the Holy Spirit will be act as a very it's a major way, and we are just accompany it.
那这个真理的圣灵要引导我们明白一切的真理。
And the truth of the Holy Spirit of the truth will guide us and let us understand all the truth.
那个引导也是进入，也是进入圣经里头去明白一切的真理。
He is going to lead us into the Word and the Scripture so that we can understand all the truth.
没有圣灵的带领啊，我们没有办法明白。
Without the leading of the Holy Spirit, we won't understand anything at all.
保惠师呢，要这句啊，第一啊，就是说要将受于主的告诉我们。就是主耶稣所吩咐的事情，圣灵会告诉我们。
So whatever Jesus wants to tell us, is going to go through the Holy Spirit and tell us.
我们就知道我们要做什么。
So that we know what to do.
我们要怎么样来荣耀神。
In this way, we know how to glorify God.
圣灵会告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit must tell us.
我相信这个话。
I believe that statement.
所以我知道我要做什么。
That's why I know what to do.
主耶稣要我做什么。
What Jesus wants me to do.
就借着圣灵告诉我的。
He is going to tell us through the Holy Spirit.
再来一的地方。保惠师要永远与我们同在。
And the counselor is going to be with us forever.
所以我们就随时随地啊，都没有问题的。
So there's no problem in any occasion with this.
永永远远都可以与神同工。
We are going to work with the Lord forever.
并且这个应许说，圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得到呢。从耶路撒冷、犹太城的撒玛利亚，一直到地极，做我的见证，我们完成这个使命。
So the promise that the promise of the Holy Spirit is that it's going to come down and so that from Jerusalem to all the nation we are going to bear witness for Jesus.
所以我们要让福音传遍天下，向万民做见证，这个没有什么问题啊。
So there will be no problem in bearing witness and preaching the gospel to all the nations.
不需要我们伤什么脑筋，顺服圣灵就对了。
We don't need to worry about that. All we need to do is submit to the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
And rely on him.
不会错。
There's no mistake.
好，那最后这一项就是我们要学习两人同工，同与主同行。
Finally, we are going to work with others and work with God.
圣经这个叫我们与神同工，一个原则，两人同行。
And there's a principle in working with the Lord. That is, we have to need other companion to do that.
所以主耶稣啊，拣选门徒啊，分派门徒啊，两个两个。
So when Jesus appointed disciples, he sent it out two by two.
这两人同工很重要。
So the cooperation of the two is very important.
我看保罗也是一样，他很重视，他不敢一个人的孤单的。
Look at Paul. He is very focused on having companion. He cannot do it alone.
有一段时间呢、啊，他被抓的时候，哇，大家都离开他，他心里很慌啊。
At one time he was arrested and everybody left him. He felt very nervous.
赶快写信给提摩太说，现在只有我一个人，他都离开我，你赶快来。
So he wrote a letter to Timothy, told him that now I'm alone. Everybody left me. So you come quickly.
在教会里面服事，一定要同工。
So when we are serving in the church, we need a companion.
这个传道书那里讲到两人同工啊，这个好处。
There are very many benefits in working with others.
第一个在工作上的好处。
The benefits in on the working on
the project. 同得美好的果效。
So we can have a very good consequence.
哇，那种真的很喜乐。
And you can enjoy.
所以我神学院毕业，我就一直在工作当中呢，我一定会找同工。
So after I was graduated from my theological school, I definitely find another co-worker to do.
第一年毕业，我在台南呢，负责南门教会。
The first year after I graduated, I was assigned to Tainan.
那个时候，李正文传道，他是第一期毕业的，他是我的学长啊。
And my senior co-worker is also over there.
我也找他同工。
So I choose him as my co-worker.
他都会带领我。
He's very good in guiding me.
所以我们如果要去对外布道的时候，我们都两个人一起去。
So when we go outside to preach gospel, we need to go two by two.
我们看到那个神的神的能力也显明。
In this way, we can see the power of God clearly.
那个时候，哇，什么换鞋的啦，什么哦，那些很多啊，神迹奇事显明。
So you can see a great miracle and wonders happen.
两个人在一起啊，什么都不怕。
So if you have a coworker with you, then you are not afraid of anything.
非常壮胆，信心满满。
Then you can feel the boldness in you and confidence.
碰到这个啊信徒的问题。
If you run into some issues in the believers,
最麻烦的就是家庭问题。
Especially the family issues.
怎么办
？So what are you going to do?
两个人一起去。
Then you need to go with the other one.
很奇妙。
Miraculously.
神同在。
You can see the abideness of God.
再大的困难解决。
Even a great and tough issues, you can resolve them.
没有一件事情不成的。
And all the matters are clearly resolved.
两人同工，真的同得美好果效。
So with the coordination of two, then you can finish all the accomplishment.
还有啊，就是啊，这个一个人软弱的时候跌倒，他会给你扶起来。
And the other good thing is that when you are weak and fall, the other person can help you up.
我们人都有软弱，两人同工啊，彼此互助就没有事了。
Everybody get weak, so if you have a partner, then he will help you out.
两个人又可以分享，哇，那个很喜乐，很快乐。
And also, so you can fellowship and share with the other.
什么事情都有可以互相讨论。
You can discuss everything with him or her.
还有呢，对付魔鬼征战，可以得胜。
And even you can overcome the battle from Satan.
所以我一直都会找同工。
So that's why I always find a coworker.
做起来哇，真的是非常美好。
With this coworker, you can accomplish all the works.
如果没有同工，哇，那你就很孤单，那就很糟糕。
So without the coworker, it is very tough to carry out things.
真的像保罗那种感受。
Just like you can feel how Paul felt.
所以我们在看这个保罗的书信呢。他的身边呢，一定都有同工的。
So if you read Paul's epistles, then you can always find that you can find that he has co-worker with him all the time.
这些同工都有不同的恩赐，各尽其职，大家互相搭配，非常美好。
So with all the co-workers, they have a different kind of gifts and work together in harmony and accomplish things easily.
今天教会要一定要重视这个问题。
Actually, the church should emphasize on this point.
得胜魔鬼。
So in this way, we can overcome.
才能完成主耶稣托付的事。
And finish the accomplish the mission bestowed by Jesus.
那么最后就是追求在基督里面完完全全合为一啊。
And the last one is pursue complete unity in Christ.
这是同工的目标。
This is the purpose of working together.
一定有同工才可能达成这个目标。
Only working together, we can accomplish this goal.
所以我们要这个体会耶稣基督的心肠。
In this way, we can understand the heart of Jesus.
为教会最后的期待、期望，就是完完全全合为一。
So the final expectation of church is that to be in unity.
所以今天我们众负责人呢，把教会要带领到啊，达到这个目标。
So as a church council member, we need to lead the church to attain this kind of expectation.
好，那最后看到这个教会管理制度。
And the last thing is that church management and regulations.
简单看一下，这个第使徒时代的教会啊，它是啊家庭制的。
So the apostolic church is use the rules of the family.
教会是神的家。
For God, The church is the house of God.
尤其是耶路撒冷教会。
Especially the church in Jerusalem.
他们真的一家人的生活。
They have the spirit of one family.
那当时候好像使徒和长老就是在管理这个家。
At that time, the apostles and elders are the stewards of the church.
但是呢，他们说这个做使徒的也是弟兄，大家都是弟兄。并不是说使徒他好像有什么高一级还是什么没有的。
They also mentioned that apostles are also the brothers, so there's no ranking.
那只是一个职分，不是地位啊。
is not the status, but the work.
我们众都是弟兄，神是我们的父亲。
So the, all of us are the brothers, and God is our father.
然后在这个家庭里面呢，有各种啊无事的人之分。
So in God's house, a lot of people have a different way of serving.
使徒教会使徒长老为管家，先知只是当助手。
So in the apostolic church, apostles, prophets, and teachers are the pastors.
那在外邦教会，我们看到的是使徒、先知啊，还有一些教师啊，啊，还有一些牧者啊，在负责教会。
So in the Gentile area, there's an apostle, prophet, and teacher taking care of the church.
那在各城各教会里面有监督来管理教会。
Each city and church has elders to oversee.
各教会有一些执事啊、女执事啊来协助服事的工作。
And there are also deacons serve as an assistants in the church.
那么众信徒呢，都按照恩赐联络得很合适，个人按照所得的恩赐彼此服事，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So all the individual believers, they act like in one accord and join together properly and serving the Lord.
这个是使徒的教会。
This is what we can see in apostolic time.
那以后发展出来就是天主教。
So from the apostolic church comes a Catholic church.
天主教是教皇制。
It is it uses a system of pope.
是政教合一，它是有政体的这种权柄。
So it has as a authority.
以神权来干涉政权。
He used authority of God to intervene the politics.
所以中古世纪呢，那个教皇，那个各国的国王都要教皇来加冕。
That's why in the Middle Age time, all the kings has been inaugurated by the Pope.
因为欧洲是基督教国家。
Europe countries are the Christian countries.
这是一种政体的组织啊，所以说有这种位阶的差异。
Because of this system, they have a ranking.
他们这个问题就是。将人神圣化，就玛利亚啦，十二使徒，这个就神圣化。
So the issue that we can find in Catholic Church is that they make men into saints, just like Mary.
这很完全偏离圣经了。
It is a depart away from the teaching of the Scripture.
以后改教之后，基督教所谓新教、基督教就分出来。
After the Reformation, we have a Christian Church.
分出来以后采取这个长职的制度。
So after it branched out, it's used the eldership.
所以标准的就是长老会长老会这个。
The example of this is a Presbyterian church.
长老会它就是采取长老来管理教会，执事来协助服事。
So in Presbyterian church, they use elders to oversee and they use deacon as an assistant.
那他们有聘请牧师来做专门替他们做牧养的工作。
They also hire a priest as a pastor.
所以他们有这个牧师的制度。
That's why they have a pastorship.
但是那是个别教会去聘请的。
So all the individual church hire the pastor on their own.
他的牧师是注目在那个教会的。
So this pastor will station at the church.
使徒时代是长老在负责。
In the apostle church, apostolic church, the elder is overseer.
因为长老是专职的。
An elder is the full time.
所以呢，长老可以负责牧养的工作。
That's why he is responsible to a shepherd.
那以后像这个教会，他们很多长老都不是专职的。
So later, the elder in the church are no longer a full time.
所以他们要聘请专职的牧师呢，来替他们做这个事情。
That's why they hire priests or pastor to take care of this area.
就是基督教长老制度的这是比较老教会的制度。
So this is a Presbyterian church in a Christian time.
那在以后十九世纪以后二十世纪以后这个新兴的独立教派就越来越多了。
So it, when it comes to 19th or 20th century, all the denominations appear.
那些独立教派啊, 就是由一个人出来传啊, 就建立了一个教派, 所以他们采取的是一个牧长的制度。
So when new and independent denominations use a pastor, whenever one comes out and preach, they become the pastor of this church.
派牧师为主, 因为这个是他属于他的, 比如说像那些韩国的宗, 福音宗, 这个中央教会那种那个很大的教会。
So this pastor become the center of the church. He take care of everything.
他就有一个这个他这个牧师为主的。
So they all rely on this pastor.
下面有很他的助手来管理整个教会。
So the pastor rely on all the helpers underneath them to take care of the church.
这是现在最普遍的一种牧长的制度。
And this is a very general system we can see here today.
现在看我们自己教会。
Then now let us look at our own church.
那真耶稣教会初期啊，前期初期差不多前这个。 50-60年的时间
Look at True Jesus Church in a very early stage, about 50 or 60s.
差不多从这个1917年开始, 到这个70年代。
From 1917 until 70s.
是，也是长执事的。
We use elders and deacons.
长老是教会的监督。
And elders is the overseer of the church.
所以当时呢，教会里面都先安立长老。
At the time, the church anointed elder first.
然后，这长老再去选这个执事来协助。
And then the elder choose deacon to help him.
那这个长老呢，他就是照顾全，就是教会的牧者。
So the elders is the shepherd of the church.
那个时候没有什么专职的传道人，还没有设立这个传道人。
At that time, we didn't have any full-time ministers.
所以很多宣道的工作都是那些教会的长老啊，或者执事呢，因为他们有传道的恩赐，就很自然也担负起这个工作，他们也很多就变成专职的。
So at that time, evangelism has been carried out by the elders, for they have the gifts of the ministers.
比如说我们在台湾啊，早期那个林务真长老啊。 他是医生啊，结果他医生不做了。Just
like Lin Wuzhen, elder Lin Wuzhen in Taiwan, originally he was a doctor. Later he just gave up as a doctor.
成为传道人了。And
he became a minister.
他是长老，但是他去做传道的工作，也做教会的长老。He
also a minister as well as the elder to oversee the church.
我们初期真的是教是这样子。
This is the early stage of our True Jesus Church.
很多大陆的长老都是教会的长老，他们有这个先道的恩赐，所以也被差派到各个地方去传福音。Just
like elders in mainland China, they have the gift of ministering, so they have been sent out to different places for gospel preaching.
那么到后期，后期这个就渐渐改成一个负责人制度。
So when it comes to later stages, We use a council members.
那这个负责人制度啊，有一个来由。
There is an origin of church council members.
当时就是说强调说神政民主制。
At that time, we emphasize on democratic party.
因为有这个民主这个观念在里面。
We use a concept of democracy.
民主这个观念是因为会混淆了。 如果按照圣经来谈是不会错的。Democracy,
if we use it properly according to the concept of scripture, then it is okay.
但是先入为主的世界的这种民主观念已经在人的心里头了。However,
we have been contaminated by the concept of democracy in the society.
所以很自然呢，就以人的，就事实上这种民主的观念。 很自然就存在，也不是不必进来，它存在在教会里面。
So it's become a natural this concept of democracy in the society being permeated into the church.
所以各种选举制度就出来了。So
we use all these parliamentary elections.
现在的规章制度就定出来了。
So now we come up with some regulation here.
现在的规章细则呢，就是神政民主制的规章细则。
So now we use the bylaw been we've been instituted with the Democratic Party.
这个这些我们都很详细很了解。
So we need to know all of these in detail.
所以我最近以来我们就发现说，这个一定要啊检讨，要归回圣经啊。
That's why recently I just I think that we need to examine ourselves and go back to the Bible.
因为我们感受到教会好像跟以前不一样。
For we feel that our church no longer is like before.
看不见什么以前那种神跟我们同在，神迹奇事显明，神的能力那种，为什么现在越来看不到？人的事情都是人在那里忙来忙忙东忙西的。
We do not see anymore the work of God and the abidance of God anymore in the church. And most of us, we can see is that the busyness of the workers are running around and doing all the holy work.
不但这样子，教会里面很多那争议的事情，很多那种像世上的团体一样。
So not only that, we can also see all these arguments and issues that we can see in the society.
所以我们感受到说要检讨，要归回圣经。
That's why I feel that we need to examine ourselves and go back to the scripture.
所以可能从这个神政民主的一种误导了。
All these are coming from the misled by the concept of Democratic Party.
才发展出今天这样的一个。比较偏离圣经。
In this way, we are gradually depart from the teaching of the Bible.
那实际上啊，如果按照圣经来了解这个神政民主，就是神应该是对的。
But according to the Bible, if we just use this as a democratic party, then it is correct.
这个神政民主啊，就是家庭制。家庭制。
This democratic party is like to be ministered.
使徒那个时候就是神政民主，就是家庭制。
Just like in apostolic time, they just use it as a family in the family system.
这个是神，就是神的权柄，神权。
So they use the system used the power from God.
有权才能政啊，没有权怎么政？
In other words.If you have this authority, you can do all this democratic stuff.
家庭是神设立的。
For the family is set up by God.
父亲不是自己选的，父亲不是选的，这个是神给你的，给你当父亲，是这样的。
And the father, you don't elect father, God nominate it for you.
给你当母亲。
And he will nominate a mother.
有些神不给他当母亲了，一辈子当不成。
If God doesn't anoint you as a parent, then you won't become parent of this family.
这个是从神来的。
All this parentship is coming from God.
所以他自然他就有父亲的这个权，好，父亲的父权呢。
If God anointed you, then you have the authority from God.
他能管理这个家。
So that he have authority to manage the family.
这是神给他的。
Because God bestowed him with this authority.
但是他这个父权要做什么？
So for a father, what he should do?
要做照顾小孩啊。
He should take care of the children.
要服侍小孩啊。
And he have to serve them.
谁为主？小孩为主啊。
Of course, he should focus on the
children. 我们现在这个每个家庭，哇，小孩是主人呢。
If you look at each family, all of us are focused on the children.
父母这就用人呐。
And the parents become the servants to these children.
哪一个父母不当用人呢？
Almost every parent become a servant.
如果父母不当用人，那个小孩不会长大。
If the parent doesn't do not act like servant, then this children won't grow up.
如果万一长大了，可能不像人，可能变成野兽。
Even these children grow up, then it will become abnormal.
这个很奇怪的，现在这个观念呢，没有弄对。
It is
把那个社会上的民主变成教会的民主。
It is very strange. If we bring in the social democracy into the church, and it will become normal.
所以这个正确的解释这个神政民主制就是第一个家庭制。
The correct interpretation of a democratic party is that the system of used in the family.
但是我发现我们的规章细则错了。
But I found out that there are something wrong with our bylaws.
好像社会的什么立法院的行政院的什么这个开会的。
They are just like in the society or the parliamentary or
很多选举制度就跑出来了。
Elections.
圣经那里有，你去看看，圣经没有的东西啊。
In the Bible, we don't have this kind of system.
几票几分之几算都是算，哪里有这个事情？
We don't count the votes here.
家庭那里有什么选举？你从中古至今了，没有听说过。
If you look at the family, we don't have this kind of election system.
但是你今天教会把它搞出一套出来，你看，完蛋不完蛋
？So if the church bring in this kind of system, it will become very getting worse.
要彻底检讨。
So we need to deeply reflect.
那种推选的时候，只是在一个同样的这个性质的这些工人当中，要分配工作，我们要按照恩赐，大家推选，按照列出这些恩赐条件出来，大家看哪一个人最适合，推选出来，是这样的方式。
When we talking about nomination, we need to look at it from the aspect of gifts, so that everybody just list out the gift that the person have and then try to nominate it.
不是选举
，It's not through the election.
这个选举制度啊是最糟糕，这是民主制度。
Electoral system is not good.
啊，这个根本错误啊就在那个地方啊，很多问题都在那里产生。
So this is the cause of the
wrong. 还有啊，我们。对主耶稣没有信心。
And the other thing is that we don't have enough faith in Jesus.
今天教会对主耶稣完全丧失了信心。
Today church lose their faith in Jesus.
启示录里面没讲啊，他手中的是这个使者，他在钉台中行走。
And in the book of Revelation said that there are seven stars in his hand and they're walking around in the around the lamb.
现在我们长老执事啊，我这个是神的教会负责，我们不放心啊，终身制的这个放心吗？不放心啊。我们对主耶稣信不过去，把这样的人交在主的手中，哎，不可靠。
So nowadays we don't really have faith in this people who have been elders or deacons in the hand of Jesus.
所以这一点是最根本的、最重啊、最严重的。
This is a very serious matter.
所以今天碰到最大的阻碍就是这个信心问题。
So, our faith is a great obstacle in us.
所以就有很多问题产生。
Because of this, a lot of issues come up.
那些问题啊，很多都是未知数的。
A lot of things are unknown.
你万一按这个人现在信心不错，你按你的，以后他变了怎么办
？Say, you nominate, you anoint this person who has great faith now. What happened if later he lost his faith?
你看保罗怎么做
？Look at how what.
他也明明知道啊，这些人将来会变成怎么样
？He knew that this, what this person will come about.
但是他把他交托所信的主，他对主很有信心。
But Paul has a great faith in the Lord, so he.Hand him over to the Lord.
他没有担心什么事情。
He should no worry about it.
今天我们就缺少这个信心。
Nowadays we lack this kind of faith.
所以，哎呀，这个不行，那也不行，没办法。
We always feel that we cannot do that and this.
就是我目前的一些现存存在的问题。
This is the current problem existing in us.
所以我看我们要怎么样来归为圣经啊，这个。教会的主事管理。
So now, how are we going to go back to the scripture about managing our church?
最后一段了哈。
The last portion.
就是现行制度下怎么归回圣经。
So how are we going to revive to the Bible?
我看这个是我们要做，先做在真理上的一个宣导、教导。
First of all, we need to implement guidance through the truth of the Bible.
一定要把这个道理让大家明白，在道理上先长大。
So we need to educate people in the truth.
那很自然了，他就大家都一样了，大家都认识，真理都明白以后就完全一样，完全一样。
Once we have an insight of the truth, then everybody become one.
No, 那个是第一点。
first point.
道理上的这个造就啊，
we need to,
先导。
We need to teach and guide the truth.
那第二就是要强化现有的，我们现在有这个长老之事，这个圣职人员呢，啊，要加强我们的功能。
And the second one is to strengthen the function of existing church organizations.
好，那么让我们现在这些长子呢，真正啊，啊，能够负起责任来做忠心的主耶稣的仆人。
So that the existing elders who can bear all this responsibility to help out.
这样最后也会正面的对教会整个一个影响力。
Then this will produce a positive effect on the growth of the church.
那第三呢，就是要善用这个职会来培植圣职人员。
And thirdly, enable to train the council members to become secret workers.
现在我们过渡时期啊，用这种职会，我觉得这个很好。
We are now in the transitional period, so it is good to use the church council member system.
职会里面有传道、长老之事，有我们的啊各股的负责人。
So in the church council, we have elder, pastor, minister, and other different departments.
这个就是教会负责人的一个团体。
So this church council is the management group of the church.
利用这个职会啊，你看就可以培养出这个团体整个以后都正式的、真正的都是神的啊圣职人员，真正的按照圣经里头的负责教会的功能。
So through this church council, we can train and learn to become a truly holy worker for the church.
那以后呢，从各地教会啊到区到总会，都是这些人在负责。
So in the future, not only in the district, but to the in region, even to the region, all these people can manage.
我看我们美国总会离这个目标啊不远了。
So I see that. We are not far from this goal for our GA.
我们现在没有像一般总会啊，有什么信徒代表大会。
Nowadays we don't have just like the other denomination holding this general congregation.
这个信徒代表大会是全，它是预最高预决机构，这个是很可怕的，这个是。
Member delegation conference.
我们没有。
Don't have
member
delegation conference.
我们呢，现在是全国教会代表大会。
Okay. Now we have a national church conference now.
这是正确的。
This is a correct concept.
我们初期的真耶稣教会就是教会代表大会。
In our earlier stage of True Jesus Church, we have the church as a delegate.
那教会的代表是谁？就教会的使者。就是长老之事。
Who are the delegates of the church? The elders and deacons.
他们就开会要做什么
？What are going to do in the meeting?
他们就是要去总会，因为总会是总负责，整个教会事工，他们要有什么重要的、重大的这个决策，他们代表去看，要了解现在今年总会有什么计划，要推动哪些事工，我们要分担什么工作。去开这个会
，so they will go to GA and to decide what kind of a plan or great a proposal to make
所以那个时候的开会，哇，那个总会开会真的是，会大家非常感动，这个整个一体的这种精神，那个教会神同在。
At that time, everybody have a feeling of oneness, unity.So everybody's really touched.
所以感谢神了，我们美国总会现在这个已经是目标正确了。
So thank God our GA has a very clear target goal now.
只是在我们各地教会了这个建立上呢，还在这个渐渐的这个阶段。
So only that in the local area, we are just in the transitional area.
我们看到这几年，我们已经呢，也选立了一些长老执事。
And also, we saw that we anointed elders or deacons in the local area.
所以我相信呢，我们离这个目标已经不远啊，
归
为圣经的目标。
We are not far from the target that coming back to the Bible.
好，到那个时候，我们就这个规章细则呢，就可以改变了。
By that time, we can change all the Bible.
把它修成呢，这个规章细则不是圣经，不能代替圣经，我们就根据圣经的。但是呢，为什么要有一个规章细则？以前呢，我们啊，真的是叫做办事细则。办事就是要按照圣经，要来落实推展圣经，实行这个圣经的教训的一些办法。
So in the past, True Jesus Church have some rules that according to the Bible to carry out tasks.
这些很少，没有多少。
It is a very thin manual.
现在比圣经厚，很可怕。
Nowadays we have the very thick bylaws.
所以说呢，将来我们就是回到圣经，就是我们的遵循的原则。但是呢，我们有一些具要办事的方法，以圣经为标准，这样子来把它定出来很清楚，让我们每个人侍奉神的弟兄姐妹、负责人、各事的事工，都知道怎么样来做。这个就是我们的所谓规章细则。
So when we go back to the Bible, then according to the Bible, we're going to come up with a different several bylaws for every department to follow tightly.
绝对不能超越圣经来规定任何的事情。
We cannot surpass the teaching of the Bible to write out the rules.
所以我们最后看一节圣经。
So let us finally go back and go to the Bible.
约翰二书。
Second John.
第九节。
Verse 9.
约翰二书第九节。
Second John, verse 9.
第九节说，凡越过基督的教训呢，不常守着的就没有神，常守着的教训呢，就有父又有子。这里说，凡越过基督教训的就没有神。
So anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God.
如果没有一直坚守着基督的教训，就没有神。
If you don't follow the teaching of the Lord, then we don't have God.
常守着的就有父又有子
If we observe or continue the teaching, then we have both Father and the Son.
第十节又说，若有人到你们那里不是传这个教训不要接待他到家里，也不要问他的案。
So verse 10 is that if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take him into your house or welcome him.
因为问他的案就在他恶行上有份。
So anyone who welcomes him shall in his wicked word.
为什么主耶稣对那些说，我奉你那边传道赶鬼行异能，说你们这个作恶的人离开我去吧？为什么
？Why Jesus said that you are the evil doer, go away from me. Although they do, they cast out the demon, preach the gospel in the name of Christ.
所以我们一定要谨记在心圣经的教训。
So we need to be watchful and stick with the teaching of the Bible.
好，感谢主我们求主耶稣带领我们。
Thank God, may Christ guide us.
因为时间已经超过了，没有时间来讨论事情。
Since we already passed the time, we don't have enough time to discuss.
以后看有机会，我们再来研讨。
So if we have another chance, then we can talk about it later.